Blog Talk Radio.
Heart and soul, body and mind, but the very essence of our existence is spirit. What is it about the human spirit that produces the courage and the strength to beat insurmountable odds, to survive and endure despite unbelievable circumstances? Our spirit embodies the very essence of our existence. We believe that it has been handed down from generation to generation, beginning in Africa, the motherland, where for eons, we believe that the Creator heard us when we cried, saw us when we faltered, and helped us along the way. And now, more than ever, it is time for us to get back in touch with the spirit that lives inside us all. Because without it, we are less than whole. But with it, there is nothing we cannot overcome. For the essence of our existence is
people you can depend on. In the crisis, we gotta survive.
Columbus, Fort Benning, Phoenix City, and the Fountain City Valley area. Once again, welcome to Financial Notes with Cindy G. As I mentioned before, Cindy G is out ill on this evening. We're hoping that she will be able to return soon. In the meantime, I ask for your prayers for her and for her family, that all will be well with them and we'll be able to listen to that beautiful, bright voice once again on next Thursday evening on Financial Notes with Cindy G at 8:30 p.m. right here in the Valley area on Fountain City Radio. In the meantime, we're preempted tonight with some good old holiday music. And before we move on to the Department of Education PSA for the evening, I want to congratulate our president-elect, Joseph R. Biden, and our vice president-elect, Kamala Harris. And I also want to congratulate Joe Biden on his pick for Secretary of HUD, Marsha Fudge. Woo! Marsha Fudge, ladies and gentlemen, has been vetted and selected as the president of the department, as the secretary of the Department of HUD, replacing Donald Trump, Ben Carson, who was not only unqualified for the job, but for the past 4 years has not done a very good job of guiding and leading HUD at all. We are so happy to see an experienced person coming back onto the helm beginning within the next 30 plus few, give or take a few days. Someone with experience coming onto the HUD scene and really whipping that department back in the shape. Marsha Fudge has history. Go look her up on Google. I won't tell you everything about her tonight, but we are so happy to see Marsha Fudge back in the White House, ready for action in the Department of Housing and Urban Development. Somebody with experience, somebody who knows her stuff, and somebody that will handle the Department of HUD the way it should be handled. Congratulations, Marsha Fudge, and we're looking forward to the Biden administration. Let's move into this PSA, and we'll talk to you again soon after the PSA and the music. Thanks. Columbus, Fort Benning, Phoenix City Valley area. I am the program's director, Shereen Renee, or as most people know me, Pastor Renee, around these parts. So we'll speak with you soon, and Godspeed.
One day, I'll teach chemistry to kids.
I'm going to be an architect.
My dream is to be a chef.
This is a world of possibilities. A world in which people who put their minds to something can really make a difference.
My goal is to help the environment.
Someday, I'll find a cure for cancer.
At the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Federal Student Aid, we believe that aspiring minds can achieve anything. So we dedicate ourselves to making sure everyone has an opportunity to go to college. Each year, we provide more than $150 billion in grants, loans, and work-study funds, making higher education possible for anyone at any stage of life.
I can go back to college.
I can change careers.
I can make a difference.
Federal Student Aid, proud sponsor of the American Mind. Learn more about money for college at studentaid.gov.
Older adults and people of any age with underlying medical conditions are at higher risk for severe illness from COVID-19. The good news is there are steps you can take to protect yourself and your loved ones. Step 1, keep germs away. Wash your hands often. Stay home unless you need food, medicine, or medical care. If you need to go out, stay at least 6 feet or 2 arms' lengths apart from others. Avoid people who are sick. And remember, wear a cloth face covering when around others. Step 2, make a plan. Identify and talk with someone who can help care for you if you get sick. Have supplies such as medicines and groceries on hand, or find ways to have them brought to you. Step 3, keep up with the situation and health recommendations in your area. If COVID-19 is spreading in your community, stay home as much as possible and avoid crowds. If you do get sick with fever, cough, or shortness of breath, call your doctor right away. For more information, visit cdc.gov.
Tampa Valley area. Welcome to Financial Notes with Cindy G on this session of Fountain City Radio. I am the program director, S. Renee Green, or as most people refer to me, Pastor Renee. Once again, I wanted to remind everyone to please keep Cindy G and her family in prayer as we go through this season. And we're praying and hoping that she will do well and be back with us soon. In the meantime, we're going to listen to a little short PSA from Dr. Fauci. I am so glad President-elect and Vice President Biden and Harris will be bringing in a real medical team with scientific knowledge who will be able to tell us what we need to hear about this COVID-19 virus and also to be able to let us know what the truth is and how soon we'll be able to get to a vaccine and ultimately a cure in this deadly season. We're so happy to see our medical teams stepping up and being brought back and put back into position by the upcoming Biden administration. Listen to this PSA from Dr. Fauci and a little bit of music, and we'll be back to wrap up tonight's show in just a moment. God bless. Thank you for listening.
My name is Dr. Tony Fauci here at the National Institutes of Health. If you've recovered from COVID-19, your plasma has antibodies that may help others fight COVID. Please donate plasma now. You can literally save lives. There are thousands of locations across the country where you can donate. Find the site to donate your plasma at coronavirus.gov.
Produced by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services at taxpayer expense.
All righty. Columbus, Phoenix City, Fort Benning, and the Valley area. Thank you so much for tuning in to tonight's preemptive show, holiday and music session. We took over for financial notes with Cindy G on tonight because she's out ill, but she will be back soon. As I said before, please continue to lift her and her family up in your prayers. And hopefully she'll be able to return to us on next Thursday at 8:30 p.m. In the meantime, we're going to close out this session, and we want to wish everybody a wonderful season. And please stay safe out there. We'll talk to you soon. God bless.
Listening to the amazing Fountain City Radio in Columbus, Georgia, in the Valley and surrounding areas. News, thought, talk, speculation, and features with local talented artists and entertainers. Listen in or speak out. The choice is always yours, but tune in and get turned on, because good stuff is always coming at you on Fountain City Radio. Sponsored by Kingstown Family Foundation, Fountain City Radio is designed with you and yours in mind.